Our guest analyst this afternoon, Ag Resource Company President Dan Bossy. Dan, we saw a grain market that we saw wheat kind of flop back and forth here, but we're going to end the day a little firmer. Soybeans had a very nice day here today.
Now the summer row crops did really fancy. I mean, July beans up 34 cents, July corn up 16. Some of that weather related. I don't think on May 22nd we could really sit back and say, well, weather was a big factor. But I think the forecast of dryness across the central U.S. for the next 10 days got people's attention. And you know, there's just no resting orders in these Chicago markets. And so when a market goes one way or the other, last week sharply lower, this week now starting out sharply higher, it's just kind of a jamming session each day. We'll see how the rest of the day goes forward. But I wouldn't be surprised if some short covering heading into the Memorial Day 3-day weekend.
Yeah, and that's the thing too. We've got this. We've got four trading days left ahead of a 3-day weekend now, so we'll be positioning ahead of that and watching weather the entire time.
No, we will be. And if we come back from Memorial Day, and let's say it's June 1st, just throw out a number, and we still have dryness in the forecast for another 10 days or 2 weeks, that's when the market really gets engaged and starts to add weather premiums. So today may be a precursor, but it's just too early to get overly excited right now.
Is planting progress a kind of a non-issue here right now?
I think it is, except for maybe everybody up in your neck of the woods, the Dakotas. I mean, we're going to look very carefully at corn seeding this afternoon, with Thursday being the first, cutoff date for prevalent plant, or start date for prevalent plant, the 25th of May. So if we didn't turn a lot of wheels in North and South Dakota, maybe Northern Minnesota, we'll start adjusting our prevent plant numbers going forward, because I think if you look at the break in the market and what producers would be seeing in revenue, they lean strongly to doing prevent plant versus maybe planting a crop this year.
Okay. Kind of the same thing with the beans and wheat then too, huh?
Same on beans and wheat, though dates are June 5th. And remember that this is a strange year in that farmers have the first time optionality. If you don't want to plant corn and you then come back and plant bean on those failed corn acres, you can still insure them, which, you know, before was unavailable. So that's why I said I wouldn't be surprised that we can maybe cut U.S. corn seedings by 1 million or 2 acres, but maybe 1 million of those acres find its way back into crops like sorghum or soybeans.
How about livestock? What happened there today?
Well, we saw general weakness in livestock. We're still seeing weakness in the hog market. June hogs down about $1.20. June cattle came off 67.5 cents. Worry about the debt ceiling, worry about recession, demand concerns, and that really keeps the rallies in livestock at least confined for now. Cattle on feed report Friday didn't cause any real fanfare, so we're now back to watching demand and what packers will be paying for cattle or hogs day to day.
Anything else we need to be aware of or talking about?
I think that's about it, though. We are hearing from sources in Washington that eRINs, which is very key to the mandate going forward, was pulled by the administration. So if we don't have eRINs, that means that the biofuel makers are probably looking at less RIN availability, which adds to profitability for those biofuel producers. And in terms of getting a free pass not to produce, it'll be more expensive. So I think it helps the biofuel outlook for both ethanol and biodiesel and renewable diesel as we look to the end of the year.
Ag Resource Company President Dan Bossy.